From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting.
Today's resolution includes the toughest and most comprehensive sanctions regime ever imposed by the Security Council.
Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke after the United Nations Security Council unanimously voted Wednesday to impose a new round of targeted economic sanctions against North Korea. The sanctions are being imposed because of the North's September 9th nuclear test. The sanctions are aimed at reducing the North's ability to raise funds for its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. United Nations Humanitarian Chief Stephen O'Brien urged nations with influence to do everything within their power to protect civilians in eastern Aleppo. O'Brien told an Emergency Security Council meeting Wednesday that the city is in danger of becoming one giant graveyard. A draft resolution has been submitted to the council calling for a 10-day truce in Aleppo and for the cessation of hostilities to be resumed across the rest of the country. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power supports the resolution and called on Russia to stop blocking it.
Unfortunate fact that the Security Council does not come together to answer the cries of the civilians that we have heard about again today because Russia, a permanent member, doesn't want to.
UN Syria envoy Stéphane de Mistura, addressing council members from Geneva, said almost 40% of the area previously held by opposition groups is now in the hands of government forces. The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries agreed Wednesday to cut production in an effort to boost the price of petroleum. Iran's oil minister said the cartel will cut production by 1.2 million barrels a day, the first time it has curbed oil output since 2008. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he is completely removing himself from his businesses to avoid the appearance of conflicts of interest after he becomes president. Trump's transition team, meanwhile, said Wednesday Treasury nominee Steven Mnuchin and Commerce nominee Wilbur Ross will be instrumental in implementing the president-elect's America First economic plan. Mnuchin spoke to reporters.
Our number one priority is going to be the economy, get back to 3-4% growth. We believe that's very sustainable, and focus on things for the American worker. That's absolutely our priority.
The firm United Technologies said Wednesday it will keep 1,000 jobs in the United States rather than move them to Mexico. The company said it got a promise from President-elect Trump to improve the nation's business climate as well as incentives from the state of Indiana. House Democrats ignored calls for new leadership Wednesday and re-elected California's Nancy Pelosi as minority leader for another two-year term. She has been Democratic leader in the House since 2002. She won re-election at a closed-door party meeting 134-63, turning back a challenge from Ohio's Tim Ryan. A team of prosecutors has ruled unanimously that no charges should be filed against the police officer who shot and killed a black man in Charlotte, North Carolina last September. Charlotte-Mecklenburg District Attorney Andrew Murray said Wednesday he believes Officer Brentley Vinson acted lawfully. Nonetheless, the shooting triggered protests and riots, which resulted in the death of one person and dozens of injuries and arrests. In another case, this one in neighboring South Carolina, a jury began deliberations Wednesday as to whether police officer Michael Slager should be convicted of shooting and killing a fleeing black suspect. After a video of the killing surfaced, Slager was fired and charged with murder. Jurors will continue their deliberations on Thursday. A leaked recording of transmissions from the pilot of a plane that crashed Monday near Medellin, Colombia, indicated that the doomed plane may have run out of fuel. The plane had been carrying a Brazilian soccer team when it went down. In a four-minute audio obtained by Colombian media, the pilot can be heard repeatedly asking for permission to land due to the total electric failure and lack of fuel. Authorities in Turkey have detained six people in connection with a fire at a school that killed 12 people and injured 22. The fire broke out in a girls' dormitory late Tuesday in the southern province of Adana. The cause is believed to be an electrical fault. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.